Hello and welcome to this special practice episode. This is a short supportive check-in specifically for paper clutter, the kind that piles up on surfaces, in drawers, in bags, in baskets, and sometimes even in your head. You don't need to fix everything right now. This is just a small, focused reset. Here's what you'll need. A small stack of paper clutter, whatever's nearby. A timer or your phone, and just a few minutes of quiet space. Now that you've gathered what you are going to focus on, let's get started. First, take a breath. Feel your body where it's sitting or standing. Notice your feet on the ground or your seat in the chair. Allow your shoulders to drop. You're not in trouble. You're not behind. Look at the paper pile in front of you. Notice how your body responds. No judgment, just awareness. Ask yourself, what's here? What's mine to handle right now? What can wait? You don't need all the answers or any answers yet. We are just orienting. Set a 5-minute timer. Pick up one piece of paper at a time. Sort it into one of 4 gentle categories. If these categories do not resonate with you, feel free to adjust. It can also be helpful to have a post-it note with these labels on them. That way you don't have to think too hard to know what pile is what. So these are the 4 categories you can use. Important, meaning that it needs action or it's worth holding on to and saving. The second pile, uncertain. You're not sure where this item should go. Think of it as your maybe pile. The third category is trash or recycling, things that you know right off the bat that you don't need to hang on to. It's okay to let them go. You don't need it anymore. And the final category is belongs elsewhere, which is something that is out of place. Maybe the majority of your pile are pieces of mail or bills or something like that. And this item for belongs elsewhere is a medical record or something that just doesn't belong with the rest. As I said, you can use post-its to help sort these papers. You can even use baskets if that feels helpful. Or just make sure you have enough space to have 5 piles. So 4 for your categories and 1 for the one that you're working on. Go slowly. You are not trying to finish. You are just sorting with awareness. Now is the perfect time to set a timer. Maybe it's on your microwave or your oven or your phone. Whatever you have nearby. You can also listen to a song. Just something to help keep the time where you don't have to think about it. And feel free to pause me. And when you're ready, you can hit play again. Now stop. Even if you're in the middle of something, allow it to rest. Look at what's changed. Did the pile shrink even a little? Did you find something you forgot about? Did you learn anything about how you respond to paper? You don't have to make sense of it right now. Just name the effort. Name the awareness. You showed up. You sorted. And that's enough. Say to yourself, I can come back to this. It's okay to go slow. If you have a little energy left, and only if you have a little energy left, you can recycle the trash pile, put away the belongs elsewhere items, and or choose one important item to place in a visible reminder spot. Or you can stop here. Knowing any small step counts, no matter how big, no matter how much you got through. Thank you so much for doing this with me today. Paper clutter can feel sneaky and loud and overwhelming, but you don't have to deal with it all at once. You can come back to this practice whenever a pile starts to take over or whenever you need a non-shaming way to re-engage. Until next time, be gentle with your papers and even more gentle with yourself.